Live from the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, SEC Media Days with Mike and Shane starts now.
All right, buddy. We are officially live, SEC Media Days. Please let us know if you can see us. Let us know if you can hear us, because we literally don't know if what we're doing is working. But how's it going, buddy?
Oh, man, what a whirlwind, you know? It seems like always the first day is the toughest.
Yeah.
You know, because you come in. We kind of got rushed. Not that they care about that, but it was just very hectic. First thing this morning, finally the dust is settling. We're starting to get some more of the clips that are coming out. It was a very productive first day of Media Days, I thought it, just because of the storylines. You have Lane Kiffin, he's always fun. You got Coach Kelly. I mean, Coach Kelly making some damn comments out there. Coach Beamer, you know, that close to a college football playoff last year, you can sense that they're ready to take it to the next level. And then, of course, Coach Lee in here just ready to ruin any college football playoff opportunities for SEC teams.
Yes, but before we get into all that, and we got a lot to get into, buddy. Some of this stuff Shane doesn't even know happened. We're going to get to that in just a second. We are brought to you special Media Days by MyBookie. They are literally fueling us. Without MyBookie, we are not at this event. So shout out MyBookie.
Yes.
They have a special right now, this week only, for the Cousins. 100% instant deposit match over at MyBookie.ag. That's the website, the promo code SEC. So you, let's say you just want to really help us out. You go to MyBookie.ag and you start an account. You put in $100. They're going to instantly give you an additional 100 with that promo code SEC. It doesn't get better than free money, 100% instant deposit match. They're literally, we are the only ones they're letting the Cousins have this. You know what?
Seriously, I was happy I got two free bottles of water, you know? So the fact that I can double the amount of money that I put into my bookie, yeah, sign me up. And if you remember, Cousins, last year they changed it as the season went on and went to 50%. So now's the time to actually set this thing up. And I feel like I'm going to be on fire this year with my MyBookie picks.
Oh, no, I think you're going to be horrible. But I think they should fade them, you know, so there you go. But you know who we ain't fading, Shane?
Who ain't we fading?
The legend, JR. It don't matter if we're what holiday. It don't matter if it's like a stupid emergency or technical difficulty podcast. He's gifting membership, Shane. This time, JR, the legend, has gifted a membership to Joshua. Joshua,
welcome to the family.
People are already looking at us in here, so
who gives a shit?
I don't care. I'm gonna play JR's jingle for him.
The legend, Cousin JR, has done it again.
What a legend you are, JR. We appreciate you so much, buddy. So man, a lot going on, trying to keep up with the comments. It's very difficult. It's wild, Shane. Again, this is not like me complaining or anything, but I just want the Cousins to know, like, everywhere you look, you know, that people got producers, they got interns.
Yeah.
We brought actually your brother, a cousin, to help.
Yes.
And he's like, you know what? To hell with y'all. I got shit to do. And he ain't even helping us. So this is literally just Shane and I piecing this damn thing together. Hey, shout out Cousin Brian, Shane. Cousin Brian Jordan just gifted a membership too. This time to Skylar Hurt. Skylar,
welcome to the family.
And hey, also shout out JP with the sound effects.
Yeah, JP, that sounded awesome.
I mean, I had that idea. I'm an idea man. I know you're the real idea man, but I do have some ideas, Shane. And I was like, you know, it'd be cool if JP mixed us up a little intro for SEC Media Day, something special. Yeah. And we were able to get that done. Well, we didn't do it. JP did it all.
Exactly.
So shout out JP. But all right, we got to get into this, Shane. Because again, I don't think you've even heard this. Stunning developments.
Okay.
This is maybe the biggest thing here from SEC Media Days today. Two different people, Shane. Greg McElroy, former Alabama quarterback, played for Nick Saban, obviously. Here's what he said this morning. A person very much in the know believes Nick Saban will return to coaching.
What?
And he says, if it wasn't someone notable, I would never say a word. That's a direct quote from Greg McElroy. And we ain't done. We ain't done, Shane, because Lane Kiffin, he was asked about it. Now, he's kind of a shit stirrer, pot, you know, all that stuff. He was asked about it. He said, of Nick Saban, I think Nick Saban will be back, whether it's college or the NFL. I think he'll be back. Reaction to that?
Not the SEC, man. You know, go to the NFL. You failed there. So let's try to right that wrong. No, I did hear this rumor earlier, and I couldn't believe it. Honestly, I thought, man, this can't be true. And then it was almost like doubled down today. And I don't know if I'm quite ready for Nick Saban to return to college football, because one of the special days of my life, Mike, were when my children was born, when I got married, and when Nick Saban officially retired from the SEC. And now you're telling me that he may come back. I do not like that. You know, we heard rumors that he was recruiting for Alabama. We've also heard rumors he actually hates the media, you know, doing that. But this is a busybody. He's got all his faculties. I don't know how many years Nick Saban could go, because, shit, I thought, I mean, hell, we tried to can him 10 years ago. But if he does come back, yeah, I think you got to put – let me ask you this. Where would it be?
That's the thing. So you're saying don't come back, right? You know why you're saying that?
Because I don't want to go against him.
Well, that – yeah, and your school's got a coach.
Yeah.
So they're not on the market. I'm seeing in the comments, Arkansas fans are fired up. Auburn fans are fired up. Bring Nick Saban home, baby.
Oh, damn.
To Auburn. Auburn would never happen. But
Kent State. You know?
Hey, one of the cousins, shout out. They said, it looks like we're about to do karaoke with this backdrop we got right here. So we might have Cousin Shade breaking out some singing and dancing here in a minute. You know what?
I'd do it, man. I'd do it after a couple of cold beers after this, you know, and I'm going to need some after media days, because, again, it's just nonstop action. And you know, Nick Saban news is awesome, but what else is awesome is it feels real, don't it? It feel like college football? I mean, we just got the Netflix trailer came out.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that missed it. So they're dropped. Let's update. I got notes on this too, Shane. So Netflix, if anybody missed it, we got an SEC documentary coming out. It will debut
August 5th, right?
August 5th.
Yeah.
On Netflix. They are actually going to give us a sneak peek at the first episode tonight. So very exciting. You know, I think this is the perfect time when everybody's revved up for college football. Yeah. Everybody can kind of and you know, my understanding, they were embedded with these teams. They got all the coaches, all the players for the eight teams they went with. So everyone that they're getting gets their own standout solo episode. So actually, I think it was more than eight. I think they were with like 10 or 12 teams. And I've already seen some haters. Like, I've seen Alabama and Georgia beat writers. They're like, well, Alabama and Georgia aren't in it. They didn't sign off on it. Netflix was still allowed to go cover their games. Yeah. So there's a lot of their games in this series. So it's not even teams that have opted out. They're in the damn Netflix documentary. So cannot wait for it. And apparently, the director, he came over here and apparently we're in it quite a bit. So hopefully they use good clips and not bad ones. You know what? We don't have any bad clips, do we?
Nah, well, a few, you know. I mean, Coach Beamer did come by earlier, and I was hoping he did not remember. I would say he'd be the first coach fired, and that's the first thing he said to me.
Yeah.
So I did apologize. I was definitely in the wrong, and that coach should get an extension, in my opinion.
Yeah, so we got Shane Beamer. That was kind of the highlight, right?
Yeah.
One of many.
Oh, yeah.
For today. But like I said, we got a cousin upstairs clipping that. Promised it'd be here. All we can say is it was a hell of an interview.
Yeah.
They'll never know.
Come out.
We'll post it eventually. It. But, man, let me just tell you, you would have enjoyed it if we would have been able to play it here.
I think, honestly, even after the fact, after this, you'll check it out. Coach Beamer, you can watch all kinds of clips of Beamer, but I don't know, man. This felt like a real by-the-fire, drinking-a-cold-beer type of conversation, and I really appreciate him. You know, one of the things I like about Beamer, and I'm not just kissing his ass because he came to our table, but he's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. A lot of these coaches, they're going to tell you the coach speak. They're going to, you know, tell you exactly. You can almost sense it. Beamer tells you how he feels. And I think that's important because, you know, we're in this transition in college football, you know, in our L transfer portal. I mean, I think it's important to have coaches tell you how they feel. And because if not, we'll never get things corrected or we'll never get things fixed. South Carolina absolutely got screwed last year, you know? So I think it's important that we do kind of put that on blast. So if it does get to the end of the season next year and we've got a 9-3 team that's playing freaking hot as hell, we're going to put them in, not a SMU or Indiana.
Hey, shout out to cousin Jason Bagley. Shane, he gave us $5.
Yeah.
Not even Nick Saban could make Arkansas a winner.
Shit. What?
And then I saw another cousin said, wouldn't it be the ultimate troll job if Nick Saban got the rumors he's going to Ole Miss?
Just to get Lane one more time?
I mean, how great would that be?
Where do you think would be – I'm again, not saying it's happening, but if he did come back to the SEC team
– yeah.
I'm going to take LSU. I'm going to take Bama off the board, obviously. Which one would you really like him to go to?
Florida.
Oh, shit.
Imagine
that'd
that.
Be a good one. Billy, better get your shit together. Maybe back to LSU if Coach Kelly can't get it done. I mean, he's out here talking championships.
Hasn't Nick Saban been on record that he loved LSU and he never should have left?
Yeah.
Miss Terry loved it, and what a dynasty. The thing, he's not going to go somewhere where he can – whoop Alabama's ass all the time. I really don't think. Does that make sense?
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, there's no East and West now. I mean, as soon as he signs up, you better believe Disney's going to register Alabama against him for the next 2 years. You know, I don't know. I thought Auburn would be kind of funny. You know, that would be like the ultimate troll going to right across the street to Auburn. But I don't know. Maybe it happens. Maybe it don't. I don't know.
A great question from cousin Trey Tucker. Would you take him at Tennessee?
No.
I wouldn't take Saban?
No, because longevity.
Yeah.
You know, I really think, you know, so, I mean, Saban could.
What if
I mean,
it was a guarantee in 3 years he wins a natty?
Welcome home, Saban. Welcome home.
A lot of people are saying Saban to Oklahoma. That would make a hell of a lot of sense, too.
Ooh, yeah, that would be a good one, too. Maybe at Texas job when Sark goes to the NFL.
Cousin Tony says, could he win at Kentucky?
No. I mean, he could, and he probably would, but I just don't think that's – he wouldn't do that, you
right.
know? I mean, he's already followed the great Bear Bryant once. I don't think he's going to go to the other school he was at.
All right, how about the? Let's get to a clip here, Shane.
Yeah.
Because while your brother may not be helping us, I did some work.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Let's kick it over to Greg Sankey. It's kind of not a great answer, but he's asked about the 26 schedule. When are we going to get this?
Yeah.
8-9 game. We don't know what the schedule is going to look like. Here's a quick clip from Greg Sankey.
It's with Lindy Sports and Cox Sports Broadcasting. When do you anticipate the 2026 football schedule being released?
Not later than December. So we've been in a habit of grabbing attention for our football the week after our championship game and the week before now the first round playoff game. I recall we've done that the last 2 years, and I think that's actually drawn a great deal of attention.
All right, Shane did not like that answer from Commissioner Greg Sankey. Let him hear it.
I mean, what are we doing, you know? We should know a schedule, I think, 2 years out, in my opinion. Maybe if it's a year out, they should have released it in March, April, something, you know, that we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Maybe going into the coaches' meetings down there in Destin. You don't want to roll it out in December in the middle of bowl games and college football playoffs. And I feel like
I'll tell you why he set that deadline.
Yeah.
Because Disney. I don't really understand why, but they require that much notice for scheduling the games, broadcasting rights.
Right.
So it's a bigger picture thing. That's why he's saying December.
Let's say dust settles. We're going to 9 games, whether you like it or not. It's going to happen. I feel it. when this officially happens, they'll probably change it then. We'll probably get more notice, I would imagine.
But there's just there's uncertainty with that. There's uncertainty with the playoff. Is it going to expand? What's the format? So there's just so many moving pieces, but it's kind of weird that, like, remember someone asked us, what, 8-9 game, will that get settled? And we said, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's just more of the BS talk, you know what?
Yeah. But next media days, brother.
All right. How about here? This is Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Trolling Hugh Freeze and his golf game. Let's kick it over to him.
It seemed like in the past week you've had a few tweets tagging or directing at Hugh Freeze. Was curious what the message or thought behind some of those posts were.
Well, someone said that coming in here to me. I like Coach Freeze. So I think they think that was something to do with, like, I was fishing and it was golfing. That really wasn't that. I have a thing with him going back a few years ago when he, like, posted a picture, like, in response to me of, like, some 2-pound bass or something like that. So I've kind of always posted bigger fish pictures back towards him. So that had nothing to do with his golf game, which sounds like he's doing amazing at that. So that's great for him.
All right, we'll go the front row right here to your right, Coach.
Lane, and I was fishing yesterday's a dead period, by the way. Just making sure that we're clear on that. If you want to say fishing is like golfing, it's a dead period.
Don't want to interrupt the fishing conversation.
All right. Well, I know you love Hugh Freeze and his golf game. Thoughts on Lane Kiffin trolling his ass?
I love it. I mean, if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be Lane Kiffin, right? I mean, he's doing it online. You know, they reference the fish stories or whatever, but this was an ample opportunity to, and honestly, talking to Coach Beamer, I almost wanted to ask him, I said, are you jealous that Hugh gets to golf this much?
Then he'd probably just turn it on you and seeing how much you golf. You know what?
I know. I get it. It's an addiction. It is an absolute addiction. And I would say this. I can't remember the rock star that talked about this, but he talks about, I think it's Axl Rose or something. I don't know. One of those guys. He was talking about how addictive golf is. Mm-hmm. And it's really, like, if you look at drug users, that and I'm not saying Hugh Freeze is a drug user, but I'm just saying that type of a person gets out of it, gets clean, gets into golf, they are chasing that high. So they hit a great shot, and then they're chasing that shot 3-4 hits later, you know. And I was like, it makes perfect sense. I mean, clearly I'm an addict, dude. I'm over 400 pounds. Obviously, I like to eat, and I get that mentality. So Hugh Freeze is he's an addicted person, just like
– he's just a competitive, hardworking man.
I will say this. If somebody said Hugh Freeze was going to the gym and pumping iron and working out at the track for 3 hours every day, you'd say, man, that guy is all about being healthy and he's a good example. But he does it on a golf course. They're like, Hugh Freeze, the golfer. The problem is, let's not hide from it. If Auburn had the fifth best recruiting class right now, would this be a story?
Hey, shout out Army. He says Lane's fishing is in the sorority.
Oh, shit. Damn. Took us off the track.
His words not bide. Well, there's been a lot of talk on Ole Miss. Seems like I don't know anyone that's high on Ole Miss aside from their fans.
No.
Think that's fair?
Everyone we've spoke with today is they talk about them as that middle pack team that could hit, you know, and that's not what we were saying last year. We were saying this is a playoff team.
Their odds to win the SEC 12-1, really good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're not far off, but I just don't see a lot of buzz with them right now.
No, they're again, but it's Lane Kiffin's team, you know, and this is a coach that typically takes this team to 9-10 wins, which is always going to put you in playoff contention. But I don't know, man. There's just not a lot of buzz around the quarterback. There's not a lot of buzz about some of the defense. I mean, we had Cole Kublik on earlier, and he was absolutely dogging that defensive front there at Ole Miss. So, Yeah, I'm a little leery about the ceiling that Ole Miss will have. But, again, when you got Lane Kiffin as your coach, you just never know.
Hey, shout out to Michael Lynn. He says, so many fish in the sororities. And then if you can see on the screen, well, you probably can't see it, but Bobby G's got a good one. But
jeez,
I don't want to share it on the screen.
Golly. You guys are.
That's just not funny, Bobby. That is not.
That's terrible. Bobby, funny. I'm praying for you.
Well, you know who else I'm praying for, Shane?
Who's that?
Vanderbilt. Because, man, this has turned into damn Vanderbilt day.
I've
talked to people, went down there, Diego Pavia. I mean, can't even get near the guy. I don't know if you saw the photo. There's a photo of our buddy Chris Marler. Maybe he's got a restraining order. He was about 40 feet away, 50 feet away. That's as close as he could get, Diego Pavia. He was a man on a mission. He's got some comments here about Hugh Freeze. I love, Shane, have you heard this? Hugh Freeze is a great coach. They have a very well-run program at Auburn, but it's a battle of warriors. I feel like it comes down who's more prepared that week. I remember one of their linebackers talking crazy before the game. He wasn't talking after it. So what's your thoughts on Diego throwing Hugh and Auburn under the bus?
Man, this is what you got to do, right? If you're Vanderbilt coach, you are a player. You've got to make noise. You've got to be relevant, you know. And I'm not. It's not just noise. I mean, you did beat Auburn. You did beat Alabama. You know, you did go toe-to-toe with a lot of teams that – we didn't think would be possible last year. Now we're going into 2025 with, I think, a better Vanderbilt team, and nobody wants to play them because of the style they do and mainly because of the quarterback they have. So I love that Pavi is coming out here and beating his chest, because it's been a long time, Mike, before there's been any buzz, not just about the players, but the coaching or anything, any media day I've ever been to. Vanderbilt was always a Thursday that we just like wrap it up so we can get out of here.
Yep.
Now they're leading because Pavia is making the noise.
And shout out to Cousin Kyle. Shane, he says, Cousin Shane, he's a Dr. Pepper sponsorship.
I mean.
You are fueled by Dr. Pepper this weekend.
Well, I'm going to tell you, they are hooking us up behind the scenes. So Dr. Pepper, they must have something with this core thing too. So,
And shout out to Cousin Trey Tucker. Remember I was talking about Marler and the restraining order?
Yeah.
I'm sure Marler has a lot of restraining order. All right, but that wasn't it, Shane, about Vanderbilt. How about this from Clark Lee? I don't know if you saw this. He says, Vandy has what it takes to play in January. And Diego also at another point says, the goal is to win a national championship this year for the Vanderbilt Commodores. I mean, we're talking bold for someone that Cousin Shane thinks ain't going to win 5 games this year.
You know, I was at Dick's Sporting Goods the other day getting some clubs, and I walked in, massive store there in Knoxville, and they got this rock climbing thing. And, you know, I said to myself, I wish I could climb that thing. You know, I think, how cool would it be to be able to climb that rock wall? Well, guess what? I can't. I could talk about it, you know, just like Pavi is talking about a college football playoff. It ain't happening. But what I think is more important is – they are moving in the right direction. This may not be a championship team, all right? But they can create one by creating that. But they got the money. We just had I can't remember who was over here earlier talking about Vanderbilt with all this money now.
Rusty.
Yeah, Rusty. Yeah, Rusty Manziel. Yeah, he was talking about the money that Vanderbilt now has. This could be a program that could be more relevant in the future. But because it was built by the groundwork that Pavia and Coach Lee are doing right now.
Hey, shout out to Cousin Michael Lynn. This is a great question. Ask Pavia how he got eligible. Ask him for Rashul Faison, South Carolina running back. So that's a natural segue to that. South Carolina.
Yeah.
A lot of people are high on South Carolina in here, man. They're got me buying in. Everybody's loving Lenore Sellers.
Yep.
Shane Beamer was great to us. Man, and we heard a rumor that the offense can't score on the defense.
Yeah.
And if you're going to question South Carolina, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact, I'm trying to throw up their schedule. Here we go. That was last year. I think if you're concerned about South Carolina, it's that they have a lot to replace on the defensive side of the football. But if they're so damn good, that they are shutting out the offense in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, I'm starting to buy back into Carolina.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one of the things that, you know, we again, I keep references this awesome interview I had with Beamer. You know, we talk about this is a football team that always, it seems like when Shane's there, always has two or three guys that we're not talking about now that are popping off at the end of the year. So if I'm hearing comments like this, you may not know, it may not be household names now in that defense, but that also tells me that at the end of the year, we're going to have the same situation. We got a great coordinator there. We got a, it's always going to be a tenacious, feisty defense. And you pair that with a Heisman candidate at quarterback, brother, maybe I am sleeping. Maybe I was wrong on South Carolina.
And shout out Michael Raleigh. Shane, he's got a great question. Cousin Shane, who are you going to bless with the first coach fired this year? And before you answer, so Shane Beamer, mock that answer of who you had last year. Have you picked a coach? Would you like to reveal that, or are you still sitting on that?
No, I'll go ahead and put it out there. Billy Napier.
No, come on.
Yes.
They're going to fire their coach when they go to the college football playoff? How does that make sense?
I'm just saying. It's not – the problem is that we're talking about Florida going to the college football playoffs. The expectations are rising. Every time we talk to somebody, they tell me how great this team is. But if they fail, somebody has to answer, you know, and it's not going to be the AD. I mean, he's done everything he can to keep Billy employed. And if you got their schedule, pull their schedule up. Again, I can't say this enough. One of the toughest schedules in the country, even if they have a fantastic season. Vegas has them, as my bookie have them at 6.5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is that – that gets you fired, man. I don't give a shit what they say. You win 6 games – this year, when you've got a potential Heisman quarterback, when this is dubbed your year, I mean, brother, if they drop LSU, look, I'm just saying, devil's advocate here. They're going to LSU. They're going to Miami, Texas A&M. There's a chance they lose 2 of those games. If that happens, they spiral. Georgia's now probably is a loss. I don't know why I said probably. Ole Miss could be a loss on the road. Tennessee could be a loss, even though I say that for the last 30 years. This is a football team that if the wheels fall off early, they're going to blame Billy Napier, and that's my coach. And he's probably going to win a damn national championship now because, look, Shane Beamer did.
Exactly. You've cursed Beamer. Yeah. So I think you just gave Michael Raleigh the answer he wanted.
Exactly.
You have blessed Billy Napier now with a – golden coaching touch.
Where's that camera at? Jump on my bookie, promo code SEC. It hit the over.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, what other from Sellers? I love this. You know, he was asked about the report.
Yeah.
They didn't ask $8 million, but that's clearly what they're talking about. I love Lenore Sellers' answer here about staying at South Carolina.
In the new NIL era, players are moving teams every offseason. It feels like a story came out where your dad made some comments about how you were potentially trying to be lured to other schools, but you want to stay in South Carolina because of how it's a great situation. I just want to know, you know, what did lead you to wanting to stay in South Carolina and not go somewhere else like a lot of other players do?
Everything I needed was in South Carolina. Like, I grew up there. My family's there. Anything I needed was 1.5 hours up the road from me. School pretty much take care of, like, rent and all that, so it's not like you really need too much, like, you know what I'm saying? So everything I need in South Carolina, there's no point in me going somewhere to start over.
Oh, real quick, Shane, we got to go back to this. Shout out Cousin Dylan. I bet a Cracker Barrel dinner that Josh Heupel's gone before Billy.
Oh, shit.
It looks like Cousin Dylan wants to buy you dinner.
What's he got? Get the hell out of here, Dylan. That's on. We're on.
That's an easy one,
that's
right?
That's an easy
but,
one.
But, hey, no, seriously, though, that's what you love to hear about your team leader. We think the best quarterback in the SEC.
Yeah.
Hopefully we didn't curse him like we have so many others. But, Sellers, I mean, everything you need is at South Carolina. Hottest team in the country last year. Should have made the college football playoff. If they stay that hot, they're going to make it again.
Yeah. And to be honest, I mean, Who likes moving? You know, I mean, one of the worst mistakes I had was getting a truck, because every time somebody's moving, they call me and say, hey, can you carry this there? No, this is what I want my quarterback saying. But this, again, is the culture they've created there. South Carolina was a stepping stone. I would say, you know, if you go back 20, let's say 2019, Muschamp is there. Yeah, I think there's a lot of kids that are hitting that portal at the end of the season to go to another program. They're not doing that now. They're sticking around. They're growing. They're recruiting well. I think that speaks volumes to kind of what they're doing there in Columbia.
Right. All right, so I've not seen this indicated as a troll. Maybe I'm reading into the situation, but I think Brian Kelly also trolled old Hughes. Let's talk. Here's Brian Kelly on his golf game.
You know what? I had other things to do in the month of June. And July can't. It goes quickly.
Yeah. Well, you've...
Oh.
All right, Shane. So there's no time for Brian Kelly, who's kicking ass in recruiting, who's trying to win a national championship. There's no time in June or July to go golfing for those teams. But did you take that at all as a troll at Ole Hugh?
Yeah, but be honest, it's hot as hell down there in Louisiana, so I don't blame him. No, this may have been a hit, but, you know, Coach Kelly, out of all the coaches here, has the most pressure, you know.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard a million questions today, and that's obviously I'm exaggerating a little bit, about week one's matchup.
Right.
Going 1-0. I mean, he even talked about putting it in the weight room. That's how important this first game of the season is to them. He did kind of – to hear the Death Valley, he talked about it. He's like, well, obviously we're really Death Valley. Yeah. We just let them borrow the name, you know. That's what I want to hear from my coach. That's what I want to hear coming out here. This truly needs to be a 1-0 experience. But you drop this one, you know, it's tough, man. I don't know if they hit the over. You know what I'm saying? This is – And again, I think Clemson's a great football team compared to the teams that they've got on their schedule. They just – Brian Kelly's in a situation where he cannot afford to lose it, in my opinion.
Hey, shout out to Cousin Dalton. He's got a – he says, Poo Freeze fired before Mark Stoops. Book it. That sounds like a my bookie. I don't think we could lock it, but I wish we could, because I'd be betting that too.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I mean – Again, I don't know if we're going to fire any coaches. I told you Billy Napier, but there's a real chance that every single SEC coach comes back, because we don't know about the game schedules. We don't know about the rosters. We don't know about – I mean, we're in this transition window that I think it's kind of safe to, like, hey, let's don't worry about the coaches. You know, let's don't – maybe not give them extension so it's easier to fire them next year. But I think that's something like along those lines.
Well, let me ask you one thing about LSU, because this is also a common theme that we talk to with just about everybody. Quarterbacks, not, you know, there's upheaval, essentially, with all the perceived contenders, Bama, Texas, Georgia, and outside the conference as well. So a lot of people are looking at it like, well, you know, we're not making excuses, but we're not, we used to judge it a lot on quarterbacks. If we were to go back to that, then LSU is probably the team to beat, right? Because they got all the talent in the world. They got the coach on the maybe with most pressure, you just said. But what they have is a guy that's got a season under his belt, plus some.
Yeah.
He played a little bit when Jaden Daniels was there. We all know his pedigree. You know, he's been waiting for his moment. I really like this comment from Brian Kelly. Let's kick it over to him, and then we'll talk about that. Maybe I am underrating LSU, because I know you are in love with them. So this is going right up your alley.
Had a good week. Garrett Nussmeier. Yep. He's not a hired gun. It's not like you threw a bunch of money. Hey, come play for us. He loves LSU. He grew up in it. Just what does that mean when you're the face of your team and your leader is that guy?
He represents LSU. He represents the state of Louisiana. I mean, he is our guy. I mean, he's waited for this opportunity. He loves LSU. And so you want to follow a guy like that, because he's got all the things that you're looking for in a player: committed, passionate, focused. He's got leadership ability, and he can whip the ball around the yard when you need to. Now, the thing that he brings to the table, as I've said in many of these settings, experience. is the best teacher, and he's got experience, and he's got some adversity that he had to overcome along the way. I will take that kind of quarterback anytime in the SEC, because when you go on the road, when you start with Death Valley, you bring a freshman into Death Valley, you better be ready for the backup to get in there too. That's my point, is that experience and a guy that has the traits that represent LSU is our starting quarterback. How cool is that?
Right.
Hey, how about this question, Shane, from Cousin Chase Moore? I'm going to throw up LSU schedule one more time. He says, if LSU loses the opener to Clemson, LSU's probably going 8-4. And now, I know you're high on LSU.
Yeah.
But you're also low on Clemson, as you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson sucks. But if they lose to Clemson, will your confidence be shattered? And could you see them going 8-4 if I could guarantee you they're losing to Clemson?
Yeah. Yeah, because honestly, we saw it last year.
So the season comes down to that almost.
Name another team last year that we saw the wheels fall off quicker. You know, I felt like LSU, especially after that Florida game, even the Texas A&M game, it really deteriorated quick. I mean, they weren't even feeling Death Valley.
Right.
And that never happened. So, yeah, I feel like LSU fandom would maybe not just die, but it would start to spiral a little bit if you lose another week one opener.
Yeah. All right, Shane. So that's all the clips and notes I have right now. Anything else? And we still got time here. Or maybe if the Cousins got any questions. Any standouts? I mean, man, what a day it was. There's so many great stuff we got that we'll get. I mean, Cole Kublik literally gave us
an hour.
I shouldn't say literally an hour because it was like 58 minutes.
Yeah.
But he gave us all the time in the world. Rusty
touched
was
on every team.
Fantastic. Tyler McComas, Shane Beamer, Nick Barrett, defensive lineman, South Carolina. We got some others. Many, many more coming. Whether it's an interview or whatever. Anything stand out to you today?
To be honest, the biggest thing that stood out to me is how competitive this season's going to be. You know, there's a lot of times we come to these events, we got two or three teams that we think will be vying for that number one spot. I can't remember the last time I've went in thinking six teams could compete for that first spot. You know, and that just makes me think about how great this season's going to be because, you know, you may have penciled in Georgia in the SEC championship and then they drop two. What if that happens? They still go to the playoffs, but they don't go to an SEC. That you know, it kind of blow your mind. But then you could say the same thing about Texas or you could say the same thing about LSU or enter any team. And then you copy that and you talk about them middle teams. And you think, well, what if the stars line up? What if Prabula is really good? You know, what if Aguilar can pull it off? You know,
you're hoping and praying to have Bo Prabula's win the damn Heisman.
We're talking about that next tier of teams. Ole Miss, prime example. Ole Miss coming here. What if that defense is good? And you know, I don't know. You asked me what I took away. They just confirmed what I already knew. That this year is going to be awesome. Every single Saturday, there's going to be upsets and there's going to be damn warfare.
Give the Cousins insight here. Army's asking. He's going to be very disappointed with this answer. What did you and Shane have for lunch?
Well, you didn't eat lunch with me.
No, just
so,
working.
Yeah, yeah, he was busy.
I haven't eaten.
So I went over there. I gave Tex Aggs, David, a hard time because he had a fried piece of chicken. It was boneless chicken thighs. And I said, and if you don't know David's like a health nut. He's reached out. Very, very, I mean, he says he's going to pay for it later. And what he meant by that, he's going to go to the gym for an hour and a half. He did invite us. I told him I'm probably going to be busy doing something. But that's what they whipped up. It was some boneless chicken, and then it was fried. And then there was like this mac and cheese. I mean, it was nothing good. Nothing good now that I think. I don't even want to tell you. It was bad. I've been doing good, but damn, it was buffet style. I messed up.
The Florida fans are having a field day with how wrong you're going to be, Shane.
The Florida fans are having a field day?
Yes. How about Cousin Sven? Just give us a member for 9 months, Shane.
Hell
Cousin
yeah.
Shane, thanks, did you man. Ask Sankey what an SEC schedule like Texas costs?
You wonder. I do wonder what, because we have this tendency to overcorrect. So these teams that maybe have gotten screwed schedule-wise, I would imagine they're going to get blessed here in the next season. So Mississippi State will be one of those. If Lebby can keep it together, show some improvement, maybe they can have a really good shot to have a big season next year. But, yeah, Oklahoma, Georgia even, some of these teams got screwed in the schedule department.
And shout out to Liquid. I mean, he's 100% right here, Shane. Shane is always wrong about Florida. Have you ever been right about Florida?
Man, I tell you right now. No, I ain't going to say nothing. I've been flirting with the half marathon with the Tennessee game because I'm feeling pretty damn good about it. But I'm going to hold off right now. I got to see Aguilar in action.
You are considering a half marathon bet in the swamp?
Hell yeah. Yes, I am. I maybe the 6.5. Maybe that's what I should do.
Yeah.
If Florida's under 6.5, maybe I do it, you know. And if they're over, then – oh, wait, no. If they're over, then I do it. If they're under, then no.
But you know what I'm fired up, Shane?
What's that?
Shoelace Sooners back, baby. It's been a while.
Bam. 50
thank
you,
bucks. Cuss. Good afternoon, damn, cousins. Yeah. Man, thank you so much. Let's see. I think we got a little – I need to organize these. I got a Boomer Sooner somewhere. Thank you so much. Right, now I'm excited. I was already excited for Oklahoma Day coming up. And Cousin Jesse, love what you guys are doing. Looking forward to watching the Beamer interview. It was a great one. Yeah. I need y'all to come to Williams-Brice for game day. Thanks, cuz.
We're doing it.
Thank you, Cousin Jesse. We appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to post that. I don't know what the schedule's looking like for me to post a lot of these interviews. It's probably technical. People probably don't care, but it's a little bit more time consuming to edit these.
Yeah.
We got so many to edit. There's all kinds of things, but I'm going to get them up as soon as I can. I think what I'm going to do is edit them together tonight and hopefully post them throughout the day tomorrow. So I'll probably be a day behind on everything, but I'll get it up as quick as I can.
Mike, I want to take an opportunity to plug a little special thing that's going to be happening starting next week. Next week, Cuzzos, I'm going to be getting up in the morning, and we're going to have Hangover Shane, 7:30 Eastern time. Won't be long, 20, 30 minutes, just hang out with you guys, talk about recap, got some fun stuff. Also going to do a little voicemails, too, so the cousins can call in and everything. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll have more details by the end of the week, but starting Monday, hang out with Cousin Shane, you know, hang over.
I was confused as you were saying it.
Yeah.
And I know what's happening.
Yeah.
So I want to clarify.
Please.
So this is going to be on the same network. I don't know if it's the network, but YouTube, Twitter, all that.
Yeah.
Just like you're watching this show, Cousin Shane's going to be doing 5 days a week in the morning, a little quicker edition. And it's going to be a lot different than this show. Hopefully even better. But solo, because I'll be asleep. I'm always asleep by 6:30. But, so we got double the content. And we might as well just tell them triple the content, because I'm going to start doing an afternoon show during the football season. So we're going to be – the plan is to do three different shows, three times the content this football season. And in the afternoon, I'm going to have a guest, different guest every single day to kind of – because we don't want to have the same conversations over and over.
Yeah.
Nothing's changing with the podcast, so we'll still do it exactly the same throughout the season. But this is just three times the fun for this football season. That's what we're going to try to do, or we're going to die trying.
Absolutely. And just be a little different, you know, just mix it up a little bit. I've got some ideas. Mike's got some ideas. We're going to, like I said, keep doing it at 7 o'clock. Just like normal, but I'm looking forward to it, man. This is going to be a special season, and I'm just glad the cousins get to hang out with us.
I'm seeing a lot of the comments, though, Shane. They're like, well, I'll be asleep. But that's the beauty of YouTube.
Yeah.
You don't have to watch it live. You can watch it whenever the heck you want, when you get to work, whatever, on the way to work. Cousin Shane, in your mailbox, not really, but in the content. Shout out Fao Ming Shane. Go Big Damn Orange. Gave us $5. We appreciate you,
thank
buddy.
Cuz.
He's fired up for some football. You know what?
Yeah, most people listen to me at like two, times two, so you could probably get it done in 15 minutes, you know?
What's the likelihood? Shout out Cousin Dalton, Shane. He says, God, I'd love to see Mike interview Mark Stoops and Hugh Freeze. What's the likelihood that happens?
Very, very unlikely. Extremely unlikely. Stoops maybe, but definitely not Hugh Freeze. Hugh Freeze is going to give you some evil looks, brother.
What if I took up golfing?
Well, I do golf. Maybe that's what I should do. Bring my new putter down here.
I could be your guy's caddy.
Oh, maybe I'll do that. Bring the putter down on Hugh Freeze day and ask him what he thinks about my putter. See if I can get him to sign it, you know?
How about this, Shane, from Mr. Sip? $10. Appreciate you, brother. What's the status of Cousin Shane versus Elko Battle of the Last Brisket Slice? Also, what undercard matches can we expect? What would be the undercard for that?
Undercard for that? I think we got to bring in Marler. Marler looks like he's been competing a little bit. Maybe him and, I don't know, maybe Flying Hawaiian over here.
Cousin Robert Jenkins says, Cousin Shane's coming after Howard Stern. Morning show.
And hungover, and that's the whole premise of it is just kind of talking about what the hell happened last night, you know, so I'm going to do a quick recap, but it's – just check it out. We're gonna have some fun.
And shout out Cousin JP. He says, new shows, more voices. I mean, who knows? We can work with that. You know what?
Oh, yeah, man. That's what we need, some food competition. They'd usually do like a karaoke thing, but I'm not – I mean, I'll do karaoke, but I like to drink. And the problem is I can't really drink too much because I'm usually driving home that night.
Here's the undercard. Change.
I mean, I can't drink at all. Sorry, I didn't mean to get Oklahoma Gundy on us here, but
shout out Michael Riley, Billy Napier versus Kalen DeBoer, battle of who makes you fall asleep first.
Ooh, it's gotta be.
That's the
undercard.
It's gotta
be Billy.
For
your
brisket
bedtime stories. See which one you pass out to first.
All right. Anything else, Shane? Before we hop off on this one?
No. Who we got tomorrow again? What four teams?
So Tuesday is Kentucky, Mizzou.
Yeah.
There you go. Arkansas and Texas A&M.
Wait, no. That's
Thursday.
That's Thursday.
What? All right. I told you I'm tired. Tomorrow, officially, yes. Auburn, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas.
A lot of orange in here tomorrow.
That's going to be a hell of a day. You know what?
Hell yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it. Let's go eat something.
What do you need?
I'm withering away to nothing. Mm-hmm.
All right, so for Cousin Shane and I'm SEC Mike, I don't even know what I'm saying. We appreciate each and every one of you. That'll wrap up day one SEC Media Day. Stay locked in on the channel. We're going to be pumping out all kinds of content as soon as we can get it out. But that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time, on the next one.
See you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.